Sometimes headlines go slipping through the cracks, but this true news crew is picking up the slack. There's no case too big, no case too small. When you want news, just call Chip and Co. Headline Wranglers, Chip and Co. There's no danger. Oh no, it never fails. They'll see it through. They'll get the weather, why and do. Welcome to the Disney News and Review Podcast here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Here are your hosts, Chip and Greg.
Ahoy, hoy, everyone, and welcome to Disney News and Review here at the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Welcome in the owner and guy who's responsible for all this. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chip Confer. Chip, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am dealing with computer issues again. So we are going to hope that this doesn't crud out like last time. And besides that, I have a giant pimple inside my nose that's annoying the crap out of me.
That is good to know.
Yes, thank you. That's oversharing, TMI for those who cared.
I have a bird that's annoying me.
I'm going to let that go.
You'll hear him. He doesn't like you. He's made it very clear.
Every time we podcast, Mr. Pickles has something to say. So
yeah, it's your voice.
It's got to be. And you can go follow the adventures of Mr. Pickles at, what is it, Mr. _ Kiwi _ Pickles on Instagram. Yeah, that's right. The bird has its own Instagram, ladies and gentlemen. So
he didn't. That post yesterday was pretty funny.
Yes.
Where he tagged you.
he was doing his best Rocky impersonation. Thank God that was a bird ball instead of like a piece of half a cow or something like that. I don't know where I'm going with this. So
he's Italian like me.
Yes. Lots of news today, my friend. Of course, we are back to the saga of the Bobs. Instead of the Star Wars saga, it's the Bob saga. Information about that. What about Bob? Yeah, and it feels like that, where we're just reliving the same 24 hours right now in the news cycle. Just new information every single day about that. We also have information about the Disney Cruise Line is going to be celebrating its 25th anniversary. Disney Vacation Club events are coming to Disney World. We also have some new food coming to both Hollywood Studios and Space 220. But my friend, we are going to start it off like always at Magic Kingdom. And that's the end of the news for Magic Kingdom. We will then move on over to Epcot, where we actually have... No, wait. Let's go to resorts around the Magic Kingdom first, my friends. There is no news at Magic Kingdom. But around the Magic Kingdom, we have those wonderful monorail resorts. And we have over at the Polynesian Village Resort, they are now testing... Hey, Disney! The new voice assistant testing is happening over there. The new Hey Disney voice assistant has started to show up at Walt Disney World Resorts. Guests staying at Disney's Polynesian Resort have been reported the device started showing up in their rooms yesterday. Guests staying at Polynesian Resorts have been notified cast members may need to enter their room to install equipment for the test. Hey Disney will let fans and guests interact with some of their most beloved Disney characters simply by saying, Chip,
Hey Disney.
Yes, thank you.
They're listening to me, Greg.
They are. Now they're going to be listening to you when you come and visit the resort. So they'll know if you're saying anything naughty or nice. It is the Santa Claus of the Disney resorts now. Mickey,
do you have any of those in your house?
No. I mean, I have my phone. I talk to Alexa all the time. I guess when I'm driving, I'm always like, "Hey Google, tell me a joke."
Yeah, I do that too.
There goes my phone. Hold on one second. I can't say those words around my phone. I have to go put my phone somewhere where it can't listen to me. No, I do not have. I don't have any of those devices. I still use my phone for everything. So it'll be cool. Hey, look, last year when we we were at Destination D23, Disney promised us each to get one. I've not received one yet.
I've not received it either.
Right. Wait, so, the history of the Walt Disney Company is full of successful corporate collaborations, producing innovative experiences everywhere from World's Fair to Tomorrowland to the pavilions of Epcot and beyond. Now Disney is creating its own custom voice assistant using Alexa technology for supported Echo devices called Hey Disney. This digital voice assistant will work alongside Alexa to respond to vocal prompts, bringing Disney characters and stories to life. So,
Hey Disney, order me some towels.
There is your Hey Disney. Yeah. See, that would be smart if it would be, Hey Disney, I'm out of coffee. And then next thing you know, that somebody brings up coffee and sugars to you. Hey Disney, I'm out of sugar. Why don't you give me more than 2 packs for the 5 people staying in my room?
You know what they won't be asking for is shampoo and whatnot, because that company is out of business.
Did you stack up on your H2O products?
I have at least one gallon Ziploc bags full of them. I use them whenever I travel.
Yeah, me too. So let's see. Disney park reservations could receive major overhaul in 2023. The reservation system at Walt Disney World could be getting a major overhaul. It appears this will be the first of many changes under the second run of Bob Iger's reign. The current park pass reservation system requires guests to make a reservation for each day of their visit at which park they'd like to enter. This, along with a valid admission required to enter a park. Much of the existing system will be removed and simplified in 2023, providing guests with an experience closer to pre-pandemic conditions. Isn't this coming anyway, like this month on December 8th?
I think so.
Right. So if you buy, and I'll explain it, if you buy a single park pass, single day park pass, it automatically reserves to whatever park you want to go. So you don't have to go in there and do an extra step. So it's already simplifying on December 8th. The park reservation system is going nowhere soon, if at all. So all this is doing is if you buy a ticket, makes it one step simpler. So will a major overhaul happen in 2023? I don't know. In further news, Disney Vacation Club. This is actually kind of interesting, Chip. Disney Vacation Club members can save 30% on select Disney Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser voyages in 2023. This just in, eligible DVC members can enjoy 30% off original points chart values on select two-night Star Wars Cruiser voyages. Yeah, I can say Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. It's a tongue twister. It can be boinked. Wow. Moving on, my friend. This offer, it can be booked with points or a combination of points and cash. So the offer applies.
I haven't heard that since like the 80s.
Yep, we're moving right on by it. Just moving right on by it, because that'll devolve very quickly. Offer applies to the following departures. January 11th to the 13th, January 17th to 19th, 19th to 21st, 21st to 23rd, 25th to 27th, January 31st, February 2nd, February 12th to 14th, February 28th to March 2nd, March 2nd to the 4th. Yeah, there's a whole lot of information. Go to chipandcompany.com and read the article, because there is a whole lot of information for DVC members wanting to use this. 95 transaction fee applies per confirmed Disney. Yeah, there's just so much information in this that it's going to bore the audience to death. But I just spoke to somebody who does reservations for the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser, and they inform me that the beginning and middle of March is almost full. The middle of March is almost full. So the beginning, middle of January is almost full. the middle of March is full. There is a bunch of dates available in February. There's no captain tables available for the next few months. So if you're looking to book that, it's already gone. Some people want to say that this place is going to tank. Some people don't realize that it's doing very well.
What is the captain's table?
You literally sit with the captain on the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. It's like one dinner you get with the captain. I don't know, like, Chip. I didn't eat with the captain on our Star Cruiser thing because ours was really quick, and I was not seated at the table of the captain. But yeah, you eat with the captain. She's awesome, by the way.
Do they serve special food, or is it just basically the same food?
It's the exact same food, just with the captain.
Oh, okay.
The captain tells you stories, I guess. I don't know. People love it.
Are they really a captain?
Technically speaking, was Captain Kangaroo a real captain?
Wasn't he a captain in the Marines?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. If Captain Kangaroo... Look, if Colonel Sanders can be Colonel Sanders and he was not officially a colonel only because he was from Kentucky, then I think the captain of the Star Cruiser is officially a captain. I don't know. It depends on how much you want to believe.
Do you have to go somewhere to be a captain?
I don't know. Do I have to join a branch of government or service to our country to get the title captain?
Is there a captain school for it?
I don't know. What happens if I immigrate to the country and I was a captain in, say, I don't know, Israel? Do I still get to come over and use the captain?
You could probably still be called captain.
Is Captain Crunch really a captain?
Well, he looks pretty legit on the box.
He looks really legit. So if I am a pirate, can I be like, I'm Captain the Greg?
I think I'm more of a pirate than you with Kiwi on my shoulder everywhere I go.
It's true. Captain Pirate, the blue hair.
What are you captaining, though?
At this point, Chip, my own life.
We have a lot of space to fill today. There's not that many news articles.
Look, is Captain America really Captain of America? And how do you, like, do I have to be, look, I could be captain of the hockey team, right? I can wear the C on my chest. I mean, that's it. Technically, hypothetically speaking, if I don't know, played hockey and then had a team and was good enough to go to the NHL and then was good enough to become captain of said team.
You would probably have to go through like the ACHL first before you get up to that level. Maybe
right.
Some
but at some point.
Team.
If I wore the C on my chest, could I walk around call myself Captain Greg?
I mean, if you want.
Right. So to go back to your answer, I don't know. Over at Space 220 with more food, the new lunch and dinner flavors await diners at Epcot's Space 220 restaurant. Speaking of Space 220, Chip, you know how hard of a reservation that is to get down here? It could be the hardest reservation to get right now.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For the last few months, Space 220 has been the hardest. Like, you never, ever see that pop up on the My Disney Experience app ever for reservations. Yesterday, I saw it pop up like two or three times, which means it's really low times down here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyway, a new lunch and dinner flavors are awaiting diners at Space 220 over in Epcot. The menu and cocktails have changed a little bit. New offerings include Imagination, Bacardi Light Rum, Malibu Rum. They have the Rocket Flame Seared Tuna, the Roasted Beet Salad, Neptune Nikoi, tuna. Yellowfin tuna, coconut curry lobster bisque, the scallop ravioli, stuffed jumbo shrimp, the peanut caramel comet, which is a vanilla tart, candied peanuts, caramel popcorn, white chocolate cream, and then the pistachio and citrus, which looks yummy. And then they also have a whole lot of other things. Space 220 obviously opened back in September 2021, taking guests on a simulated 220 miles above Earth's surface to savor a delicious 2- or 3-course prefix meal or enjoy bites at the lounge.
Is there a captain's table there?
Right. Where's the captain for Space 220?
Yeah, there's got to be a captain of the space station. They need to have a captain's table.
Why can't I call myself the captain of Space 220?
You can call yourself whatever you want.
Well, that's what I was getting to originally. I don't want to be like lieutenant. I want to be captain.
Is major above a captain? I can't remember.
Not to take away from our armed service, which are wonderful people, but I don't understand the rankings. I just know I don't want to be a serviceman.
Oh, can I
say something? And do I have to go to school? Okay, go ahead.
When you were butchering all the names of those, of the foods from Space 220, that reminded me of the episode of you and Mark on Diz Life yesterday, and you were butchering all the names of the restaurants around Epcot. It was good laughs. I enjoyed it.
Here's the problem. I read it in my head and I'm like, it says this, and then I go to say it and it comes out completely wrong. I think I need to say the word like 4 or 5 times in my head and then out loud, and then I'm like, it's this. I could write it properly. I know what it is. But then I read it and I'm like, that doesn't say what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I'm the exact same way. When I'm reading, I read so fast that my mouth can't keep up with my brain.
Yeah. Speaking of new food, there is new chicken and waffle bowls coming to Fairfax Fair at Disney Hollywood Studios. They have the plant-based soba noodle salad bowl, buffalo chicken bowl, Korean barbecue, pork belly bowl, barbecue beef brisket bowl. These bowls look bullish. No, they look really good, man. In an Instagram post, new tasty menu items are on the way starting November 29th. So they have started today, my friend. You can go over there and get these tasty new treats over in Hollywood Studios.
I think the bell
outside of the parks, real quick.
The bell means that Kiwi likes that. I've learned that. When he hears me talking about something and he likes it, he rings a bell. So he's like Tinkerbell.
And there he is in the background, Mr. Yeah. Pickles. And I think that means it's time for a commercial.
Yeah, we got a new one today.
Oh, yay.
You ready for it?
I am. I haven't heard it yet.
Okay, here we go.
Do you love Chip and Company podcast? Be sure to head over to chipandco.com for even more Disney Parks news, entertainment, and review podcasts. Chip and Company has been delivering the best in Disney news, planning tips, and more since 2009. And now you can get that news in an audio-only format, now 5 days a week. Every Monday, join Mark and Greg for Diz Life Podcast and start your week off the right way by living your best Disney life. Tuesday is our news and review podcast discussing the latest breaking news from the Walt Disney Corporation. Every Wednesday, we're discussing the best of Disney parks with Chip and Greg. Join Bondo, Miriam, Tinker J, and Mark Andrada every single Thursday for We Like Theme Parks, now at its new home here on the Chip and Company Podcast Network. And every Friday, join Mark and Greg on And Company as we break down the top headlines of the week. Get that extra dose of Disney in your weekly commute, your time on the treadmill, or even just relaxing around the house. So stop what you're doing and smash that subscribe button to be a part of the fastest growing podcast network here in the Disney community. We hope that you enjoy today's podcast, and thank you for being a part of our podcast family.
Thank you, Mark. That was awesome of you. Man, that is awesome. Apparently, Chip, we have a new podcast joining us here at the Chip and Company Podcast Network.
Could you talk a little bit more about it? I've not listened to their podcast because, you know, I hate podcasts.
Don't you do a podcast? How do you? You can't say you hate the podcast while we're recording the podcast.
I don't listen to them. I mean, I occasionally listen to yours. Like the one yesterday was really interesting.
The Diz Life ones are really good. The On Company ones are good. Us two bantering. That's a lot of fun and good. I like what we're doing here. So
I don't like to hear my own voice, so I never listen to
it. Yeah. That you have to get over that in life. But yeah, after going, I have been on all four of our podcasts here for the last few months. I finally get a break, and we are bringing in We Like Theme Parks, which, by the way, I'm actually on the first episode. they are in the middle. I will tell you something. They do what we call in the business evergreen content, content that you can listen to all the time. They will talk about the parks. They will talk about Universal, Disney. They are amazing people. Bondo is, and Mark are two Canadians. And then they have Tinker J and Miriam, which is also known as the Churro Fund. They will say and have so much fun talking about Disney, whether it is with games, whether it's how they have conversations, whether they have debates, whether they're going to do. Right now, Chip, they are doing what is called Villains League, which they break down all the villains, and you get to pick a team of, you basically do it like fantasy football, of villains, and then your team goes against the other person's team to see who would be the better team of villains, or Villains League, if you will. So we have a Chip and Company team there, and we go against Miriam on our first round, and Miriam won the whole thing last year. But other than that, Chip, they are just good people who want to talk about Disney and have a good time. And if you want some laughs, man, I've never laughed so hard as I have listening to Bondo talk and just his funny takes he has on things. We have met Miriam out at Disneyland and then here at Walt Disney World. She is just a sweetheart, man. She is opinionated in all the right ways. What a wonderful human being. Tinker J, I love her. I got to meet her here at Disney World. Again, another person who knows what she's talking about, knows what to say. And then Mark Andrada could be one of the funniest human beings around. He is from Second City in Toronto, which is the comedy.
Oh, okay.
Thing, like they have Second City Chicago. Well, he is part of Second City Toronto. And then they have a revolving cast of characters who come on, and they are normally real comedians coming out of Second City, or a few actors they have come on, but they have some pretty good friends. They're good people, man. They are going
like they're going to put our shows to shame.
No, I think we all four shows and their show combined will just make a better network. I think all the shows, yes, you put all five of us together, we become Poltron.
Poltron?
Yes. Podcast Poltron.
Oh, I was going to go Diztron, but
we can go Diztron.
Yeah, Diztron.
I like Diztron. We are like the Fab Five and put
together. Wait. Our powers combined, we make Captain Disney.
Captain Disney.
I was going to say Captain Planet, but
no, I would have gone with Captain Disney. No, you're absolutely right. The Fab Five combined will make up Captain Disney. So here at the Chip and Company Podcast Network, we are Captain Disney, all five of us. No, man, they're just bringing another piece to the network as a whole, because all four of our shows plus their five show create overall a great network. We have five strong shows here at the Chip and Company Podcast Network. I am proud that we started this a few months. We've almost started this a year ago now. Come February 1st, Chip, it'll be a year.
Wow.
Do you realize we have talked every week, twice a week, for 10 months now?
That's a long time.
It's a long time, my friend. It's a long time. So anyway, onwards and upwards, my friend. Let's get back to some news. Power through some of these if my computer will work with me. And it is working with me. Hey, did you hear what's happening at Shanghai Disneyland?
I heard what's happening in China.
Well, in Shanghai Disneyland, there is no news because the park is closed again.
Oh, imagine that.
Yeah. Look. I don't know. I don't want to get into the Pollocks of it. The Pollocks of it, like the Jackson Pollocks. I'm just spreading paint. I'm splashing paint everywhere. That's a good joke. Thank you so much for that. I'm glad that people were with me to understand that Jackson Pollock joke. Jackson Pollock was a painter and did all those little splashy paintings that sell for billions of dollars. Anyway, China, Shanghai Disney, not open. They are trying to.
They literally were open for like a day.
Yeah. Look, their COVID protocols are so different than America protocols. And who are we to say if they're right or wrong? We just are reporting the news. Moving on, all we can say about that. There is two new exclusive Disney Vacation. Man, I can talk today. Chip, there is two new exclusive
January,
Disney
Greg.
Vacation Club January. That's the month between January and June. It's a long time. It's like 5 months. I think. It's like 4 months.
Were you counting on your fingers?
I absolutely did. Counting on my fingers. Oh, yeah. February, March, April, and May. Okay, so we have January and June. So those don't count. So there's two new exclusive Disney Vacation Club events coming to Walt Disney World, which, by the way, I wish I was a DVC member. Celebrate the holidays as you dine with your DVC family inside Pizza Rizzo's at Disney's Hollywood Studios. Blech. More than just pizza, your festive feast includes delightful dishes inspired by holiday traditions around the world. Wonderful, as long as it's not pizza from Pizza Rizzo's. I'll be happy to eat at Pizza Rizzo's. Price is $159 per adult plus tax, $129 for youth. The price includes park admission and reservations to Disney's Hollywood Studios after 4 p.m., plus beer and wine for guests 21 and older. Eligible members who have reservations, modification, blah, 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 all that fine details. You can book the event starting today. And then also,
wait, before introducing you go to the a next
new
one.
Yeah.
How come Pizza Rizzo's does not serve New York style pizza? It should be a New York pizzeria when you go in there. You know, where they're making the big pizzas and you get a slice, maybe a couple slices. That's what Pizza Rizzo's need to be. Not that personal
one.
Pan
no, it's a hot mess.
I mean, you can't throw a stick around here in North Carolina and not hit a New York style pizzeria.
You can throw a stick around here and hit something that says New York style pizza. And every single one of them is gross.
No, hearts are good.
I haven't found a good New York style. Well, Pizza Ponte. Let me take that back. Pizza Ponte at Disney Springs. Why can't they have Pizza Ponte take over Pizza Rizzo's?
There you go.
Like, you already have a good pizza place at Disney Springs. Just take over Pizza Rizzo's. That's not
didn't
that hard.
You,
more people
you
would
have
there.
That giant slice of pizza from there.
Yes, and it's great. It's the closest to New York style pizza you can get. A little too crusty, but still good. Also, at wind down your day in a wonderful, wicked fashion, complete with food and fireworks, step inside the recently refreshed Top of the World Lounge, a villain's lair for Wicked Wind Down, which includes a cocktail and appetizer from the lounge's new Disney Villains theme menu, along with a chef's selection of a sinful sweet dessert of the day, plus delight in the elevated view of Magic Kingdom Park fireworks from a specially reserved area on the rooftop terrace. The price is $55 per person plus tax. It is amazing. So it used to be free to go up there and then you can order off the menu. Now it's a prefixed meal and you have to pay in advance to get up there. Thanks, Bob Chapek. Dear Mr. Iger, please make the villain's life free again.
For you, Greg.
That was his parting. Here you go. And he had, I'm joking. He has nothing to do with it. That is, if it happens at Disney World, we can all thank Mr. Jeff Valle, because he is the president of Disney World Resorts. Walt. Disney shares closer look at the details coming to Moana Journey of Water. How did I go backwards? Wasn't this supposed to be first? What just happened here?
Why there's two of them together. There's two Disney characters.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know. I will say Epcot. So Disney shares a closer look at the details coming to Moana Journey of Water in Epcot. Imagineering recently shared a closer look of this, and you can see some Kakamora in the stones along with shells and other sea landscaping. There's even a carving of Squirt, the sea turtle from Finding Nemo. The Walt Disney Imagineers Instagram post reads, throughout Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, guests will have the opportunity to discover characters from the Walt Disney Animation Studios film Moana, carved into the rocks and waterways of their surroundings. Our Imagineers worked closely with the studios to develop the artistic style of these characters, who will naturally take from within a water-filled landscape. We are excited to see guests make their way through this self-guided trail next year, discover how Moana and her friends truly inspire and the surroundings of this experience. Did you see the picture of the Kakamora, Chip?
I did.
Yeah, please don't ever put that picture up again.
How did you miss this? This was supposed to be under Epcot.
That's what I said. That's why I went back, and you were like, no, two patent things are together. I was like, I think my thing went backwards. It's on me.
Yeah, if you look on the schedule.
Disney files a patent. I know it is. I don't know how my computer did that. I told you I was having issues when we started. It was a bit disheartening today to start this. I thought it was going to be a disaster from the get-go. And here we are already. I don't know how this. 31 minutes. And everything's okay. For now. Disney files patent for park ride with drop swing propulsion. Do you understand what this is? So a new patent Disney filed in May 2021. It was recently published online. The new patent is for a park ride with drop swing propulsion. They kind think of file Hagrid's. Patents every year. Oh, think Hagrid's.
Yep.
Hagrid's what?
Hagrid's coaster.
Drop swing. Yes. And then swings over. I get it. Okay, so according to the paddock, the new invention is a park ride for use in theme parks, amusement parks, and other settings. The ride includes a track defining a ride path for passenger vehicles that is configured with two or four or more wheels to roll upon engage the track. The new system will also have a drop swing propulsion system that is adapted to drop a section of the track upon which the passenger vehicle is supported from the first elevation to the second elevation that is lower than the first elevation. Technical stuff. Go read it on chipandcompany.com.
It's actually pretty interesting.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's got a lot of pictures.
It does. And now that you explained it that way, that makes perfect sense. So,
yeah.
Chip, onwards to our, let's call it the What About Bob section.
I added like that one idea. More Bob to it. Well, not really a Bob, but it's at the bottom there, and it's highlighted yellow.
Oh, you did add something. Hold on. Let me see if I can bring this up without crashing. We'll go to that one first.
Sure. Well, it makes more sense at the end, but.
I slid it in at the end. See, I can do that last minute. All right, so Bob Iger disapproved of the changes Bob Chapek made at Disney. Is that ominous?
I miss the sound effects.
Dear Mr. Iger. Me too. We need sound effects again.
Dear Mr. Baby 10-pound, 8-ounce Bob Iger.
Dear Iger. Can I please, would you please, what was the, what is it? Could you please?
Oh, you're talking about the t-shirt I made?
Yep.
Please bring back. Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Dear Mr. Iger, please bring back. And then insert whatever you want to bring back. So, what is your favorite? Dear Mr. Iger, please bring back.
Probably the dining plan. I want him to bring back the dining plan.
Or
Magical Express.
Yeah, Magical Express would be a big one. I think that's what a lot of people said, that in the dining plan. My favorite one by far was Morbid, because it said, Dear Mr. Iger, please bring back Mufasa. It's like, that's dark. That's good. That's funny right there. It still makes me giggle. The Moroccan Wall was up there. I said the Walt Disney World Railroad at Fort Wilderness. I thought that was cool. But dear Mr. Iger, please bring back River Country. No, thank you. Please do not bring back River Country. Oh, man. There's a lot of this stuff going around right now, Chip. There is a lot of information that is coming out, and it's just, some of it is just worse than the next news. So we'll start off again. Bob Iger disapproved of the changes Bob Chapek made. The rift began around the time that COVID shut down the parks. Iger was not happy with Chapek's plan to lay off tens of thousands of workers. Theme parks as COVID-19 hit. Say people familiar, Iger wanted Chapek to delay any staff cuts till the CARES Act, a massive spending bill being debated in Congress meant to protect companies from the pandemic's economic impact, was signed into law. That way, laid-off Disney employees could take advantage of its protections. I will say that Disney did keep a lot of cast members on payroll and paid them through the pandemic. I think the way Iger wanted it to be was if the CARES Act was in effect, then the government could pay for it and Disney as a whole could not pay for it. So there's a few ways of reading into this, and I don't feel like spending the time to read into it because people are going to have their own opinions anyway, and their opinions are wrong. Disney has paid Bob Iger $10 million to advise Bob Chapek. A new regulatory filing from 2021 showed Iger was a recipient of installments of $500,000 starting in 2021. Also, Disney paid Iger Security, which came to nearly $750,000. Bob Iger apparently needs security, Chip. In the report, it states that Iger was advised on such matters as his successor, Bob Chapek, may request from time to time. The consulting agreement was to run for 5 years, and during that time, Bob Chapek would have access to Iger's unique skills, knowledge, and experience with regard to the media and entertainment business.
I have a unique set of skills, Greg.
Apparently you do, Mr. Iger. You know how to make money. For everybody, apparently, including yourself.
Yeah.
Look. I'm trying not to editorialize too much on this because we're trying to just do the news, but it just seems like Iger's hand was still all over everything and people are viewing him as the hero's welcome for him coming back. And the only thing he really did better was talk to the cast members.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money, but I do have a very particular set of skills.
Mr. Iger, you do have money.
Chapek did it.
Are we going to that, Mr. Iger, first thing? Is Chapek did it? Okay. Apparently, Bob Iger is filled with gratitude and excitement to be back at Disney. He never left Disney, Chip.
Well, I mean, to be in the building, I guess.
In a post shared on his Twitter, Bob Iger tweeted that he is filled with gratitude. Apparently, he said, I'm filled with gratitude and excitement to be back at Walt Disney CA. And he showed the building with the
Walt Disney Studios
pillars with the seven dwarves on top of them at the studio. Oh, yeah, at the company grounds. Yeah. So
I didn't really know how to title that when I was writing it.
No, how do you, Bob Iger's I mean, he literally says he's filled with gratitude and excitement. I mean, you put it in the title, man. It's right.
I mean, I couldn't say he was lighting his cigar with $100 bills or anything like that.
Mr. Iger, do you smoke cigars and light them with $100 bills?
Drink scotch.
Mr. Iger's hey, living Greg, it up.
I have a unique set of skills. What's I make that, money, Mr. Greg. Iger?
You make a lot of money, Mr. Iger. Mr. Iger, apparently you had a town hall.
Yes, I did. Yeah, are you going to read what I said?
I am, Mr. Iger. Let's go through your channel. This is what Bob Iger is good at, people. Yes, you said many things in this town hall. I'm sorry you forgot. You have a lot on your mind, Mr. Iger, so you can't remember everything. No. You did this one. This is a positive thing.
I blame Michael Eisner.
Here's town hall. He might have done something like this. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm back.
Go ahead.
Bob Iger town hall meeting highlights. Bob Iger just hosted a town hall meeting with cast members from the Walt Disney Studios lot. All cast members across all the companies. It's a lot of companies, people. A lot of cast members. During the meeting, he talked about many hot topic issues the company is facing and even opened the floor to direct questions from cast members. Do you think these questions were staged, Mr. Iger, or were they real questions from the cast members?
They seem like real questions to me. Picked out from...
All right, so here's some of the highlights. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Iger. I don't want to say
what is that
much.
Saturday Night Live Bob skit has... where they always have that staged person in the audience? It's like, what's the guy from Good Burger? He always does a good one.
Right. Keenan.
Yes, Keenan something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Him and Jimmy Fallon always did those questions.
Yes. Bob has no plans to stop the hiring freeze set in place by Bob Chapek. At the time, it was reported that hiring for a small subset of the most critical businesses during positions will continue, but all of the roles are on hold. Your segment leaders and HR teams have more specific details on how this will apply to your team. Iger said that he would uphold Chapek's hiring freeze for the time being. He also said Disney's streaming business, which includes Disney Plus and Hulu, should look towards profitability instead of chasing subscriber growth. On inclusion, Chip, he said during the town hall meeting Q&A session, one cast member asked Iger where he stood on the company's stance on LGBTQ plus inclusion. Without hesitation, I will say, Iger said, one of the core values of our storytelling is inclusion, acceptance, and tolerance, and we can't lose that. We just can't lose that. On the Lake Nona relocation, previously announced, the relocation of Walt Disney Imagineering to Lake Nona, Florida, has been delayed until 2026. Iger stated that he has not made a decision and will look into potential ramifications relocating to Florida. On the Apple takeover, he said it's all bullshit. In so many terms, he's like, there's nothing more than speculation. Park pass reservations. Many fans are quite upset over the park pass reservation systems, blah, blah, blah. He brought up reservations and brought up Iger said that he would be discussing the reservation system with Josh D'Amaro, chairman of Disney Parks Experience and Products. He went on to say that he has not personally used the reservation system since its inception back in 2020. He has heard good things and bad things about it. Anything you take away from this, Chip?
No, he pretty much covered all the big ticket items. He didn't mention Magical Express or Dining Plan, but...
Certainly. Yeah. Well, he's in a tough position. He's just taken back over, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to say anything. I will say that apparently... the people at Disney are trying to remove Bob Chapek from ever being known by the company. A sign featuring the former CEO Bob Chapek on Disney's Castaway Cay has been removed. The sign is on display at the Pump House Number 1 when guests get off the Disney cruise ship. The current CEO, and it always lists the current CEO of the Walt Disney Company as, quote unquote, the master shipbuilder. A Disney Cruise Line blogger shared a recent photo from Castaway Cay showing that the sign featuring Bob Chapek has been taken down. And of course, it was gone, gone, gone. Oh my gosh, it's gone. His reign is over. The king is dead. Long live the king kind of stuff. Instead of just being like, hey, this is gone. Because everybody, Chip, is a news outlet now. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch TikTok and Instagram and all this stuff? Like, every single person was like, breaking news. I have breaking news. It's, you didn't break news. You're reporting what 20 other people freaking reported already. Shut the hell up.
I didn't make that post sound like it was doom and
gloom. No, not you, but the Instagram poster did. Like, all capital letters saying, gone, gone, gone. It's over. The reign of Chapek is over. Come on, man. If you want to be a news person, maybe take some personality out of it and just report the news. That's just my stance. There's so much clickbait. Anyway, so Bob Chapek, confidant and speech writer, author, Bochner. Anyway, Arthur, his right-hand man, is next to exit Disney. He is behind much of the former Disney CEO's Bob Chapek's communications as his main speechwriter. He served as Chapek's chief of staff until this past August when he had been promoted to a vice president of strategic communications position as Chapek faced mounting controversies, including his response to Florida's Don't Say Gay bill. So we're just watching more and more people drop off, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, it happens.
It happens. I mean, everybody. When our president steps aside for the next president, when it's done legally and normally, instead of having a riot, your whole staff goes along with you. You don't leave your staff behind.
I would like to put my hat in the ring and say,
former Disney CEO
Dwayne Johnson for president, 2024. Give me the rock.
There you go.
I'd vote for him.
Who gets to be his vice president? Stone Cold?
Ooh,
or do you think he'd go with like Kevin Hart?
No, I think he'd go with Stone Cold. Stone Cold wouldn't take any crap from anybody. I bet you if...
Yeah, a little volatile. I don't know. Can you hit North Korea on the back of their backs with a steel chair?
I don't know, but I bet you Budweiser stock could go through the roof, though.
Yeah. So the former Disney CEO, Michael Eisner, says Disney has suffered. It's suffered, Chip, in the recent years. The Disney
He's not
CEO,
wrong.
Former Disney CEO, says he served as chairman of the board and CEO of the Walt Disney Company from 1984 until 1994. I'm trying to look to exactly what he says and where he says it. Earlier today, he said, "The Walt Disney Company has suffered in recent years. This is a good time for us to remember the words of Walt Disney, who said, 'Everybody falls down. Getting back up is how we learn to walk.'" Do you think Walt Disney actually said that? Or do you think it's like Benjamin Franklin once said, "Everybody falls down. It's how you get struck by lightning."
Wasn't it Plato that said that?
Yeah.
Socrates.
Or Socrates, he came out and said, "Be excellent to each other.
And party on, dudes."
And party on, dudes. Yes. As the second time I've used Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure during this week's podcast. So, thanks, Michael Eisner. I don't know why he still has anything to talk about Disney. Like, just go away. Well, he's still trying to be like, I still know what's going on at Disney. Dude, you've been gone for so many years. Iger's just let it go.
Mentor, so he trained Iger.
I guess. So does Chapek get to come back and be like, Iger was my mentor. Now I am the master.
Who is the Sith Lord and all that? Is Eisner the Sith Lord? Is he like the Emperor?
Yes, he's the Emperor. He is Palpatine. Eisner is Palpatine. Mark my words, at some point, Eisner will be back at Disney doing something of importance. Wow.
Yeah, I can see
that. Just went dark. And it was nice doing media with Disney, wasn't it, Chip? We have just thrown that out the window. I'm kidding. No. Unless we're talking about Star Wars, and then they listen to us.
Which, a commercial,
by the way, yes, oh, I do believe we finally have a... No. Go ahead. It was an inside secret. Yep, I was. So we're going to just skip that. So let's hear another commercial.
All right.
Hey guys, DizLife Mark here, and I want to tell you all about the official travel partner here at Chip and Company. Let our good friend Sarah at Destination to Travel help you plan your next Disney vacation. Sarah specializes in planning dream vacations for your family. She's an authorized Disney vacation planner, and she can help with every step of your magical vacation. The best thing is that her services are 100% free. Want to travel beyond Disney? Sarah has you covered there too. Want to find out more? Fill out a trip request form over at the website at Chip & Co. or email her directly at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com. What are you waiting for? Start planning that dream vacation today. Email her at sarahsolberg@d2travel.com.
And finally, we have three different things from entertainment and Disneyland because we want to end this episode before things do go off the rails. So Soarin' Over California is returning for a limited time in 2023 to California Adventure. Is returning for a limited time next year. The original version of Soarin' attraction will be available to guests to enjoy during Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival from March 3rd through April 25th, 2023. The current attraction, Soarin' Around the World, takes guests on a blah blah blah. It's not that hard to change the ride. Basically, like, they're changing it back. Why can't we get that here at Epcot? I mean, not
we don't have
Soarin' Over Florida. Yeah, you just see a bunch of Florida man stuffs.
A minivan burning in a parking lot.
Did you see the Everglades? And a whole bunch of bodies floating in the Everglades. A bunch of boa constrictors eating alligators.
The beaches.
And Florida man.
Yep. Cows. There's more cows than there are people, aren't there? In Florida?
The Mormons own all the cows down here. There is so much farmland around here. Because I think it's like one of the largest agricultural states in the country.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, there's
two different ones.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're breaking up.
Yes. The cruise line. Let's go over to news on the Disney Cruise Line. The Disney Cruise Line is celebrating 25 years, their 25th anniversary, and they will have new entertainment, merchandise, and a Pearl membership status. Is Pearl better than Diamond?
Well, it's Platinum.
On a warm summer day. Right. What's Pearl?
I don't know.
I bet you it tells me if I read the article, right?
Yeah.
Oh. On a warm, sunny day in July of 1998, the Disney Magic embarked on its maiden voyage, introducing the world to a new kind of cruise vacation where families are immersed in Disney storytelling, dazzling entertainment, and unparalleled hospitality at sea. For 25 years, Disney Cruise Line has been a porthole through which guests experience global destinations and create cherished memories on board a one-of-a-kind fleet of enchanting ships. absolutely amazing. Silver Anniversary at Sea, offering across all five of the Disney Cruise Line ships, May through September 2023. Let's see, what is new this year? Summer sailing offerings, celebratory surprises, the Silver Anniversary Sea. I'm trying to see. Okay, Captain Mickey and Minnie. Captain Mickey and Captain Minnie will don dazzling new ensembles to mark the occasion. Their coordinated look will feature shimmering, multi-toned fabric and swirling designs reminiscent of ocean waves. The iconic duo will make appearances on the festive attire exclusively on board those sailings. They will debut a signature song. They will have new family entertainment activities. Will culminate in shimmering evening experiences created exclusively for the anniversary celebration. Throughout their voyage, guests will discover themed culinary creations from fanciful desserts to inspired craft cocktails and beyond. Guests can commemorate Disney Cruise Line Silver Anniversary at Sea with a Shimmering Seas collection, a line of dedicated merchandise featuring a new signature color.
Wow.
You are a cruiser.
I am.
Is this interesting to you?
I'm going to have to work on my pearl status. I'm platinum, so I've got like 10 to go.
Wow. What does pearl status give you?
It tells you in the article.
No, my thing. Oh, does it? Oh, yes. I didn't. I clicked
on it. No, they'll tell you later. They'll tell you later.
In further my computer's messing up. I hear every other word of Premio because, you know, it just got to the end and then it's like I'm tired. And finally, my friend Tom Hanks and Tim Allen still have a close relationship after Toy Story. That's excellent. Good for them. It's good to have close relationships after being a toy in a movie. Tim Allen confirms that his friendship with Tom Hanks goes beyond Toy Story. Tim Allen recently opened up about his relationship with longtime Toy Story co-star Tom Hanks when he appeared as his guest on the Kelly Clarkson show. Blah, blah, blah. We are like two older women because we all sit almost too close to each other at a booth. It's just weird. That's a weird quote to have there, Mr. Tim Allen. We have very different opinions on so many things. Tim Allen added, he's really a wonderful and engaging person. And he's the first guy that listens to me and doesn't judge. Really, Tim Allen, because you judge everyone. Anyway, did I say that out loud? This is my internal monologue not shutting up. Yeah, Tim Allen can just jump.
I like
Tim. Oh, that's nice. Everybody loves Tim Allen, except, I don't know, every human being in the world.
And Greg.
Anyway, we'll end it on that note, my friend, on making fun of Tim Allen, who likes to be an older woman and sit too close to Tom Hanks at a booth. That's a weird quote, man.
It is. It's too cold that they're friends.
It's good. That's good. I mean, hey, that's great. Have you watched the Santa Clauses?
I am on episode 2.
Yeah, how is it?
I liked it. It's pretty good.
That's excellent. How's Tim Allen?
About the same.
Nice guy, Tim Allen.
I'm trying to figure out if they're going to kill him off or what they're trying to do. I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah. When's the next episode come out? Tonight? Tomorrow?
You know, I don't know. I don't really keep up with that.
No, me neither. Don't know. Anyway, that'll bring us to the end of Disney News and Review here at the Chip and Company Podcast Network. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget, I think starting next week, we like theme parks, but on Mondays is Diz Life. On Tuesdays is Disney News and Review. Wednesdays is Disney Parks or Parks and Review. Thursdays this week will be Ann Company Next week, Thursdays will be We Like Theme Parks. Friday will turn into And Company. We appreciate everybody for paying attention and listening, as always. And as always, my friend Chip, you get the last word.
Could we point out that Mark said smash that subscribe button?
He did.
Do you really smash it?
I don't know, man. Can you dab the smash button? Can you dab the like button? Can you dab the subscribe button? What button are we dabbing or smashing?
I click over here. I mean, that's what we do here. We click things.
So for you older boomer generations, click it gently, nicely, like it's part of the family. For you kids out there listening, smash that thing. Or smash it.
He should say Hulk smash that button.
Oh, that's a good way of ending it. Chip, you get the last word, my friend.
January.
And that, my folks, will bring us to the end. As always, end of line.
Bye, everybody. Where's the closer? Sorry, I have to scroll.